It has been a quiet and cold St. Patrick's Day across our area. High pressure building in from the north is of Arctic origin, and that means temperatures continue to be considerably below normal for this time of year. Similar to yesterday's highs, we're running about 15 degrees below seasonable levels for the middle of March. For most of us, though, it has been a bright day. We've had sunshine across the North Country, a few wispy clouds in and around the capital region, and it is fairly gray well south of Albany. Those clouds are in association with another March mid-Atlantic snowstorm that delivered several inches of snow from southern New Jersey to the Delmarva, west to Washington, D.C., and then south into northern Virginia. So for the second time in 2 weeks, we are missing out on a March snowstorm because the storm track is too far to the south. Now, what we're not missing out on is the cold weather. Highs today have been mainly in the 20s across the region. Looking ahead into the week, temperatures will moderate, returning to seasonable levels. However, there are indications that there will be another shot of cold air come early next week. It is going to be a cold night across our area, with that area of high pressure nudging in from the northwest. Temperatures will fall back into the single digits above and below zero across most of the area. We will have some teens below zero across the North Country, and farther south, temperatures should hold above the 10-degree mark. Tomorrow will be another bright day with sunshine expected across the region. It will be less cold than today with temperatures coming up into the 30s in most areas. On Wednesday, we'll see low pressure track to our west through the Great Lakes and then across southern Canada. That will bring the combination of a warm front, then cold front through the region, and that will bring us clouds and the chance for at least some rain or snow showers Wednesday into Wednesday night. Temperatures on Wednesday should come up close to 40 in many spots, and we should be in the 40s and 30s across the area on Thursday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as cold, high 28 to 36. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly clear and cold tonight, low in the single digits above and below zero, some teens below zero in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as cold, high 28 to 36. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and not as cold, high 35 to 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, mostly clear and cold tonight, low in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the mid-30s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers, high in the 30s and 40s. And on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of rain and snow showers, breezy, high in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.